ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Millions under flood watches to winter storm warnings on the West Coast. A big storm moving in through Tuesday. Santa Barbara Deputy Fire Chief Anthony Stornetta.
We're going to have water rescue teams staged in the Santa Maria Valley, the San Ynez Valley, and down here in the Gaviota, Santa Barbara area.
U.S. and British forces, supported by six other countries, have attacked weapons and operations of Iran-backed militants in Yemen who target commercial shipping, says the U.S. military. ABC News projecting that President Biden will win the first-in-the-nation Democratic primary today in South Carolina. White House slamming an effort by House Republicans to move forward with a bill to provide military aid to Israel and replenish U.S. weapons, but leaving out help for Ukraine. Firefighting helicopters battling some of the more than 90 forest fires burning across Chile. At least 46 people have been killed by a fire in a densely populated area in central Chile, says the country's president. This is ABC News. In Michigan Monday, deliberations begin in a first-of-its-kind involuntary manslaughter trial. The first parent of a school shooter to stand trial herself, Jennifer Crumbly, mother of Ethan Crumbly. Sports personnel headlines lead off with a comment from NBA star LeBron James, says ABC's Joey Waller.
He doesn't know whether he'll exercise his $51.4 million contract option for next year, a day after his agent says he's not seeking a trade from the Lakers. Bulls star Zach LaVine needs right foot surgery, expected to miss 4 to 6 months. Ouch! Anthony Weaver becomes Dolphins defensive coordinator. Liam Cohen is the Buccaneers' new offensive coordinator. And ESPN says Leslie Frazier is now the Seahawks' assistant head coach.
Our Joey Waller. A collection of sneakers that superstar Michael Jordan wore, winning 6 NBA championships with the Chicago Bulls, has fetched $8 million at auction, setting a new record for game-worn sneakers, says Sotheby's in New York. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.